This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
For decades, the shame and tragedy of Canada's Indigenous residential schools were shrouded in secrecy and hidden from view. People who grew up near them knew of their existence, but very little else. With more than 6,500 survivors sharing their stories before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission between 2007 and 2015, as well as the bodies of Indigenous children found buried at many sites across the country, Canadians have learned many of the horrors more than 150,000 Indigenous children suffered at the hands of those whose goal it was to obliterate Indigenous peoples from the land by separating them from their families and cutting them off from their language, culture, and spirituality. And while no residential schools existed in Halliburton County, a traveling exhibit from Kenora's Lake of the Woods Museum, We Were Taught Differently, now on display at the Minden Hills Cultural Center, hopes to enlighten local residents about what Indigenous children and youth endured at these schools, the last of which closed in 1997. Shannon Kelly, manager of cultural services, spoke with Canoe FM recently about the significance of the exhibit and why learning about Indigenous experiences in residential schools is so important.
Obviously, it's based on specifically Kenora's experience with the Indian residential school system. And the exhibit was initially developed in around 2008, which kind of makes sense because if you go back through time, 2006, I believe, was when the IRS, the Indian Residential School settlement agreement came from the government. It had sort of five stipulations. The apology from Stephen Harper in 2008 was the official apology that was, you know, first presented to survivors of the residential school system. And then this exhibit was created in partnership with the museum and a whole whack of people. Like, we have, you know, elders, survivors, various First Nations groups. There was a lot of collaboration for the exhibit. There was some initial concern, I believe, when I was talking to Braden, who's the director of the museum now, about when they created the exhibit, if people would have sort of, you know, would it be too much? You know, like, it's a hard subject. It's very emotional. There's a lot of, obviously, trauma still today and will continue. It was very early on. Like, 2008 was not the same time period as now, right? People didn't have all that information. It was really a new sort of thing for people to sort of chew on and that were outside of the system. So there was some initial concern about that, but I believe with the collaboration and the way that they created the exhibit, they truly, Braden said, had no issues whatsoever with the public sort of embracing the exhibit and the content and really, you know, understanding it. They had a lot of school groups. So right from the very beginning, I think it sort of served its purpose, you know, in their community. And then they created this traveling exhibit, which is based on the content from all that material. And it's been traveling around to museums across Canada for the last, 17 years? Yeah, a long time. So I found out about the exhibit. So I'm at the cultural center here. We try to, obviously, our vision and mission is, you know, about Halliburton County, the history of Halliburton County, environmental, you know, social, cultural, all that. But we honestly don't have a lot of permanent displays that speak to the indigenous people of the area, who obviously have been here for thousands and thousands of years. So one of the things I've been looking for is to try to add some of that content to what we present to the public. And I came across this exhibit and spoke with Braden, and they actually have a couple exhibits that we might get in the future as well. And rented it to be here for April, May, and June this year, hoping to get some school groups in because it does tie in with grade 7-8 Ontario curriculum.
Comprised of a series of panels, photographs, and first-person accounts, We Were Taught Differently is difficult content to absorb. Touching, poignant, and shocking in its portrayal of the lives of Indigenous children forced to endure corporal punishment, physical and sexual abuse, and discrimination, the exhibit holds nothing back. On display are the real-life testimonials of the pain and suffering and the collective shame of the country.
It's a great exhibit. It obviously can't speak to everything, but the fact that it does offer so much first-person content and testimonials and memories, I think really adds to sort of the authentic nature of it. It's not trying to solve anything. It's not trying to, you know, it's a summary, I guess you could say, from beginning to end of and kind of just really relating the facts, you know, like, this is what happened, you know, this is where we're at now, and kind of, you know, filling in the pieces in between. So we're part of the Williams Treaties area here, and one of this traditional area for the Anishinaabe Ojibwe people. So I think it's important for all of us, right, to know our history. Well, when I first walked through and read it, I cried. And I feel I know the history, you know, to it for the most part, you know. But the firsthand testimonial, especially from the children, you see the children's faces, is incredibly difficult, especially as a mother with three boys. You know, it's incredibly difficult. I can't imagine what people went through and continue to go through, you know, knowing that their family members or their grandparents or their aunts or their uncles or whatever, you know, experience this. So it's tough content.
The We Were Taught Differently exhibit opened at the Minden Hills Cultural Center on April 1st, but the ice storm caused the temporary closure of the museum. Now that the power is back on, so is the invitation to see it until June 21st, which coincides with National Indigenous Peoples Day.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.